Do you know what you're doing? Now, I'm not trying to be funny. Some psychologists say that 95% of what we do is unconscious. Where does that idea come from? Sigmund Freud, the father of psychoanalysis, a neurologist from Vienna, who was prominent at the beginning of the 20th century, the end of the 19th century. Now, Freud came up with this idea that your unconscious state, that means the part of your mind that you're not aware of, that it controls just about everything inside you. And you're not even aware of that. He thought that the mind was structured in three parts. You've got the id. The id is at the core of you. It's this sexualized, blind willpower that's yearning to break free. But it's crushed down by something called the superego. The superego, it's rules, it's laws, it's morality, it's everything around you. And in between the superego and the id, which means it in Greek, you've got the ego. The ego is the self, what comes out of this war between your desire and the law. Freud noticed that dreams were often telling of unconscious states. You know, if you look historically at dreams in the Bible, for example, the Old Testament, dreams were seen as revelations from God. They were mystic affairs that would be telling the future and giving all sorts of insights. But Freud realized that when people spoke about their dreams, they were actually uncovering all sorts of repressed issues. They'd repress these into their unconscious, and they were coming back into their conscious state through this symbolic language of dreams. And Freud spent a lot of time getting people to talk about their dreams in something he called the talking cure, which is just to have someone lie down and talk. He thought that a free association would slowly lead to the ways of the unconscious and maybe get down to the problem in the id that was causing some kind of neurosis. Freud, if you like, is the father of psychology. Now, there are others, William James, Carl Gustav Jung, Adler, but Freud played an important role in the development of psychology. Freud was obsessed with a Greek myth, the myth of Oedipus. Oedipus, the play written by Sophocles, tells a story of a troubled man who, seeking atonement for the sins of the house of Thebes, which is his family, winds up in a series of disasters by killing his own father and marrying his mother, which is really not something you want to do, right? Now, Freud thought that this was a symbolic message for the plight of most people, that they basically want to kill the law of the father to become their own independent people. And they have this sort of strange physical relationship with their mother that they can't get rid of. The Oedipus complex. Now, Freud's been largely discredited in the 21st century. People tend to think that that idea is ridiculous. He studied mainly boys. They were mainly from Vienna, and he himself had a lot of issues. He was also addicted to morphine and cocaine. But the idea that the unconscious is driving what you do, that you're not even aware of what you're doing, that's pretty powerful. So next time when someone asks you, do you know what you're doing? Don't be offended. Just say, no, I don't.